Hi, I'm a Baltimore transplant from New York City, and so I traded my elevator in for a stoop, and I just like to say I'm very happy about that. Both are good experiences, but happy to be here at Stoop. So part of the reason we moved, major reason, was because we had a child, and we were planning on adopting another child from Ethiopia. And so our family was growing, and we were short on the $2 million for a two-bedroom in the West Village. And so I had lived here previously and adored Baltimore, and we still needed to access New York for work and various reasons. So, okay, the next, you know, it's an urban place we can afford. And okay, so we got our stoop. And anyway, so we come down with our daughter, our first daughter, which was from my vagina daughter. And we have a delivery and a pickup to go daughter. And so anyway, we moved down here, and soon after that, we get our information about going to Africa, and right in the middle of the recession, and flying to Africa and getting her. So this is like enormous and so emotional and intense. And so my husband and I fly there. We send my daughter with my mother and my other daughter. And so we go to pick up Meheret. We now call Meheret or Mimi. So we're very just beside ourselves and get on the airplane and go over there. And that, putting her in our arms, all emotional and stuff. And I have to say, I could tell you 20 different little stories tonight, but I'll keep it to just a couple of that trip. Well, one previous to the trip that happened, which was kind of wacky. And I thought to myself, oh my God, is this going to keep happening because I have a little African baby? Anyway, I was at a birthday party of my older daughter, and this woman, this mother of one of the kids, we're in a group, and they're asking me, apparently they know, they've heard about the adoption, and they're asking me all really relevant, important, cool questions, you know, well, what do you know about her, or how does this happen, or how's the process work, and all sorts of things, and how you gonna fix an Afro white girl, and, you know, I got no idea, and so I'm answering, and in the middle of this whole thing, this lady leans forward and goes, would the baby be black? So I thought maybe she didn't hear from from Africa. Like, I thought maybe she missed that. Russia, what does it sound like? I don't know. And I thought, I just wanted to go, no, I'm adopting one of the visiting celebrities. So I kind of just kindly bite my tongue in Africa. Well, they're white. And she explains to me there's white people there. And I go, yeah, they're doing okay, though. You know? So, wow. Yes. No, I'm not getting one of those 30 people. So I chose one of the orphans, actually. So anyway, we go, and we get there. And so we get her in our arms. Now we're living in this, like, guest house for a week or so before we got to go through a couple paperwork process at the embassy and this kind of thing. And I go down to the banana stand that's, like, three blocks away. And it's just a little ramshackle thing. And you get 82,000 bananas for 30 cents. And they're the best bananas ever on the planet. Ethiopian bananas, when you go there, get a banana. So I'm standing there, and it's the capital. It's Addis Ababa, or Addis, people say it differently. So it's mixed. It's very mixed. And Burkas and Christians and Catholics and the world. But it happens to be Burka lady next to me at the banana stand. And I'm sort of equal to her standing here, and there's two men working the banana stand, and I get my bananas, and the next thing I know, Burka lady storms off in the wind, and the big black Burka's in the wind, and she's going like, and I have no idea what went on. I can't, because they're speaking Amharic. But the guy could do some English, and I go, oh my God, what happened? Did I do something? I just bought bananas. And he says to me, he goes, she thinks we spoke to you before her. And I went, oh, shit, I've only got 5 days left. I got people after me. What am I going to do? All I was doing was buying a banana. I wanted to run after her. I didn't know what to do. So I leave him with my little cultural experience and go, okay, next time just don't buy your bananas so quickly, Brooke. And so I learned this. I go in, and anyway, we got a couple days, go to the embassy, take care of the paper. We get on the airplane, and this is really when things just, wow, the world opened up. So we're sitting waiting for the airplane with our little baby. And, well, she's two, but she's really little. She's malnourished and bald and distended tummy. And these two gorgeous, tall, dark black, beautiful Sinhali, French-speaking, I don't know, men come and they start parlez-vous in Francais, and they're talking to us and they want to know everything. And my husband and I have this little bit of French and he has this little bit of French. So we asked first, do you speak English? No. And then they said, Amharic? No. And then they said French, and we umpu. So we got through this whole conversation, my husband and I, with our little broken French and their perfect, beautiful French. And they ask us these questions, and at the end their eyes are wet, and they look at us, and at the end of asking all these questions about Meherit, and they said, thank you so much. And I just got shivers through my spine, and I just got everything. It all came to me. And not only was that a beautiful thing, we got on the plane, I looked at my husband, I go, God, you're hot when you speak French. Thank you.